CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 9th of November 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB launches its construction competition for 2026. RSGB exam shut down over the festive season. The Society appoints a new volunteer brickworks champion. Whether you have only recently soldered your first wire in a kit build, or you have experience in designing an advanced software or systems engineering project, the RSGB construction competitions are for you. As part of the RSGB strategic growth priority, it wants to inspire people from different communities to find out more about amateur radio. That's why the Society has introduced a new category called Reimagination. If you think your project could be interesting to the maker community, or you have an idea that could encourage people from groups such as Men's Sheds to try amateur radio, this is the category for you. It is, if it is radio-related but motivates non-radio amateurs to find out more, the RSGB welcomes your entry. There are six other categories, which means there's really something for everyone. You must be an RSGB member to enter, but you can live anywhere in the world, as entries will be judged online to allow you to participate and demonstrate your creativity remotely. The deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2026, and you have an opportunity to win a cash prize. For full details of the competition, including other categories, visit rsgb.com/construction-competition. If you're thinking of taking an amateur radio exam before Christmas, be aware that the last date you can take an online exam, either at a club or home, is Monday the 22nd of December. The RSGB exams team will, where possible, post out exam results before HQ shuts down over Christmas and New Year. Exams will resume on Monday the 5th of January 2026, and the booking system will be available during the festive season, so you can book exams for January onwards. You can book your exam online at rsgb.org/exampay. RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, is delighted to announce Derek Hughes, G7LFC, as the new volunteer RSGB Brickworks champion. Brickworks scheme consists of 23 tasks that give an insight into different aspects of amateur radio. Derek brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the role, having previously been involved in the development and running of the Brickworks scheme. He currently serves as chairman of the Quantum Amateur Radio and Technological Society. Derek is committed to building strong relationships with clubs across the UK, including those already engaged with RSGB initiatives. Individuals and clubs are encouraged to contact Derek via brickworks.champion@rsgb.org.uk with their suggestions about how to develop the reach of the RSGB's Brickworks programme. Find out more about the programme by going to rsgb.org/brickworks. The RSGB has continued to release content from its recent convention. Watch the Meet the Board session and hear an update on the Society's strategy, as well as an outline of next steps and some important RSGB roles that need the right volunteers to step forward. These include 4 board director and 3 regional representative vacancies, for which nominations open next week. An in-depth interview about polar modulation is also available to watch. Listen to Hans Summers, G0UPL, Mike Walker, VA3MW, and Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, share their thoughts about how this exciting technology is being applied within amateur radio. You can see both the RSGB 2005 convention playlist on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRSGB. If you've been involved with Jamboree on the air this year, the RSGB would love to hear from you. You have until this Thursday the 13th to submit your report and photos to radcom@rsgb.org.uk to be included in the special Jota feature in the January 2024-26 edition of Radcom. Essex CW Activity Week started today the 9th and runs until Saturday the 15th of November. This is a friendly non-contest style event to encourage both experienced and new Morse operators. Slow-speed Morse operators are especially welcome. While the aim is to contact as many radio amateurs as possible in a week, it's hoped that a QSO goes beyond just an exchange of signal reports and becomes a CW chat for as long a duration as you wish. Anyone who works at least 25 other stations qualifies for a free award certificate. Lots more, including preferred operating frequencies, can be found via the Activity Week tab at essexcw.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk before 10 a.m. on Thursday, before the Sunday broadcast each week. Details of rallies and events: at Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Society Winter Rally takes place on Saturday the 15th of November at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden, Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open 10 a.m, entry £3, traders, catering and plenty of free parking will be available on site. More information, email rally.radars@hotmail.com. On Sunday the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, catering, ample parking and disabled facilities will be available. More information and downloadable trader forms, visit BARAC, that's BARAC.org.uk. Special event news: members of the Tarragonese Radio Club in Spain are active with special call sign AO25TWHS until the 30th of November. The station is often spotted on HF bands using FT4. More information, including DX cluster spots and a link to a diploma that is available for working the station, is available at qrz.com. Special event station V84SLRU is active from Brunei on all bands and modes until the 26th of November, marking the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Recently, the station was spotted on the 15-metre bands using SSB. More information, visit qrz.com. DX News: members of the Italian D-Expedition team are active as 5R8TT and 5R8XX until Wednesday the 12th of November from Nossi Bay, until that's how it's pronounced, AF057 in Madagascar. Four stations are active on the 160 to 6 metre bands using CWFT8 SSB and RITI, QSL via I2YSB. To find out more, visit i2ysb.com/IDT. Members of the Yaguarete DX group are active as CP7DX from Tarija in Bolivia until tomorrow the 10th of November. They're operating FT8 and SSB on the 160 to 6 metre bands, as well as via EME, QSL via OQRS, or directly to LU1FM. More details via qrz.com. Contest news: Worked All Europe DX RITI contest started at 0000 UTC today the 8th, ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 9th of November. Using RITI on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Today the 9th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 11th, RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest, 1900 to 1955 UTC FM on the 77th band. Exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator. Wednesday the 12th, RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs 2000 to 2130 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band, exchange of signal report, serial number. And also on the same day, RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 centimetre band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 12th, RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, exchanges report and four character locator. If you're in one, you can join the other. On Thursday the 13th, the RSGB 50 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 6-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 15th, second RSGB 1.8 contest runs 2000 to 2300 UTC. CW on the 160-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and district code. Radio propagation report. Last week, they write, was a mixed bag in terms of HF propagation. Earlier in the week, the 10-metre band was working very well, with Australia romping into the UK by mid-morning, but later in the week everything had changed. Solar activity was high, with multiple X-class and strong M-class solar flares. At least three coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, were expected to graze or directly hit Earth, sparking strong geomagnetic storms on the 6th and 7th of November. The X-ray flare on the 4th of November was the first seen since June and came from active region 4274, a large sunspot group which helped push the solar flux index to 147. The KP index climbed to 6.67 in the early hours of the 6th. Later that morning, maximum usable frequencies were badly affected, with a maximum of 18 megs over a 3,000 kilometre path, and as a strong G3 magnetic storm was in progress. So it looks as though good DX on the higher bands may be off the cards for a few days. However, one interesting contact was noted on the CDXC Slack chat group when ZL7/LZ1GECC was spotted on 14005 MHz using CW at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday the 6th. Interestingly, the current solar activity is nearly all in the sun's northern hemisphere, so we're heading for a second peak of. It says, so are we heading for a second peak in cycle 25? Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may decline to be in the 130s-145 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain unstable until about the 12th of November. With active region 4274 rotating to be more Earth-facing, we may expect more solar activity such as solar flares and coronal mass ejections before things quieten down. VHF and up, we are becoming well acquainted with mid-unsettled weather and as a result, unsettled weather, and as a result there were plenty of rain scatter options on the gigahertz band last week. These are likely to continue through the coming week. Tropo is not completely out of the question. In the extreme south and east, all being fleetingly, but for most of the UK, it's unlikely to be a strong feature. As in recent weeks, there are a few auroral alerts coming through, but so far nothing too dramatic showing up on the VHF bands. Meteor scatter looks more interesting as we move into mid-November. The Leonids, one of the more important meteor showers in the calendar, peaks just after next weekend on Monday the 17th and Tuesday the 18th of November, so we should expect to see some increasing activity as we progress through the coming week. UK Activity Contest features the UK Activity Contest events feature 432 megs on Tuesday the 11th, when the eastern side of the UK may have one of the fleeting moments of Tropo to the east and south. Later in the week, on Thursday the 13th, it's the turn of 50 megs. Conditions look weaker for Tropo for the 50 megs UK Activity Contest, but still favour the extreme east of England. If there is any left by then, that is, if it's possible, it is possible that meteor scatter or even aurora might come to the rescue for this one. For EME operators, the moon's declination is at its highest this weekend, ending today the 9th, so moon window lengths and peak elevations are at their greatest. Path losses are now increasing as we pass perigee on the 5th of November. 144 meg sky noise is low and at its lowest midweek. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.